Brothers and sisters, as a body is one, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free persons, and we were all given to drink of one Spirit. Now the body is not a single part, but many. Now you are Christ's body, individually parts of it. Some people God has designated in the church to be first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then mighty deeds, then gifts of healing, assistance, administration, and varieties of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work mighty deeds? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? Strive eagerly for the greatest gifts. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Members of Christ's body, each one of us. Each one has a unique membership in the body of Christ. Each one of us playing a unique part in that body. Each one having a unique role. Some prophets, some teachers, some healers, some administrators, some with the greatest spiritual gifts, and some struggling against injustice in political and economic and even religious arenas. I want to tell you about a couple of events. First of all, this is the 16th of September. It's Mexican Independence Day, La Fiesta Patria, El Grito de Dolores. At midnight on September 15, 1810, in the small town of Dolores near Guanajuato, Mexico, Father Miguel Hidalgo rang the church bells. The people gathered. He declared them to them his manifestation. My brothers and sisters, he said, a new dispensation comes to us this day. Will you receive it? Will you free yourselves? Will you recover the land stolen 300 years ago, stolen from you by your ancestors, by the Spaniards? The time for action has come. Will you defend your religion and your rights? Long live Our Lady of Guadalupe. Death to bad government. Long live Mexico. And so the revolution began. A second event is the death, the martyrdom of Father Jim Carney, Padre Guadalupe, on September 16th, 1983. He also played a unique role in the church. He was an activist, some say a prophet. He became a chaplain to a revolutionary group in Honduras in the 1980s. In his autobiography, he wrote, "Since I was a young man, I have asked Christ for the grace to be able to imitate him, even to martyrdom, to giving of my life, to being killed for the cause of Christ. I strongly believe that Christ might give me this tremendous grace to become a martyr for justice." And so he was. I met Guadalupe Carney in the summer of 1983, a short time before he went into Honduras and was captured and eventually killed. At that meeting, Guadalupe told us, a group of Mercy Sisters and Dominican friars, told us some things about his life, what he considered his destiny. He felt a strong call to accompany the young Hondurans who were trying to start an uprising. He had witnessed the gross injustice and oppression of the Honduran government and the military. He said he had no choice but to accompany these young men who were struggling for justice. So he went with them. Jim Carney was born in Chicago in a very traditional Irish Catholic family. He was in the Second World War and served in the Army Corps of Engineers during the invasion of France. He told us that the war had forced him to think hard about the meaning of life. When he left the military, he was restless and unsatisfied with accepting an ordinary way of making a living and settling down. He was getting spiritual direction at that time and eventually decided to enter the Jesuits. From his early days as a Jesuit, Guadalupe Carney wanted to become a missionary and serve the poorest of the poor. This desire was fulfilled after his ordination to priesthood in 1961. He was assigned to Jesuit missions in Honduras and Central America. He was immediately moved by the extreme poverty of the people there. He saw that it was an across-the-board caused by the injustice of the landowners and the government. The only way out, he thought, was to empower the poor and to transform the society. So Guadalupe became more and more involved with the campesinos and in their struggle for land reform and to receive better wages. In the 1960s, Honduras was a familiar scene. Huge property and material wealth by a handful of landowners and the people living in misery, in hunger, illiterate, no medical care, malnutrition, disease that was killing their children. The wealthy and the church leaders accused Carney of teaching rebellion and organizing for armed protest. He was organizing, but along the nonviolent lines of the comunidades de base, these small Christian communities, who would study the scriptures, who would attempt to apply it in their own life situations. The campesinos began to realize that they had dignity as the sons and daughters of God, that to passively accept their conditions of extreme poverty was not what God intended for them. But rather, they had the right, a right established clearly in Catholic social teachings, to organize and struggle against the injustice. Guadalupe desired to enter more and more into the condition of the campesinos. He once wrote, "If I love the Honduran poor, I have to share their life as much as possible." He rejected his United States passport and became a Honduran citizen. Though he had been a pacifist in regard to war and the use of arms, he began to describe himself as a Christian Marxist, and that his role should be to add a Christian dimension to the revolutionary movement. He eventually was deported and began to live in northern Nicaragua, near the border of Honduras. There he met with young campesinos and decided to accompany them as their chaplain. He told our group that they needed and deserved to have the church accompanying them. He believed it was a right and honorable cause, and according to just war theory, was justified in taking up arms. It was not known whether he himself carried arms. He was captured and tortured by the Honduran army. The best evidence is that he was dropped out of an helicopter into deep forest land. Eventually, a skeleton was found that matched the description of his body. He is considered a martyr and a saint by many people in Honduras. Guadalupe Carney.